Tony, on that performance, was it a question that you just dug yourselves a hole that was on this occasion too much to get out of?
Yeah, but you know, credit to Wakey though. I thought they started really enthusiastically and did what they needed to do in that first half. They scored a couple of tries and they took advantage of a couple of stray passes from us, and you know, they got their noses well ahead and it left us a tall task, but certainly one that we were nearly good enough to grab hold of in the second half.
So it was down to Wakey's opportunism, more than perhaps errors from your own side early on?
Oh, both. No, both. They did some good stuff. They got some good young outside backs, and yeah, no, I'm not going to... I'll certainly give them credit for... the work that they created, but we helped them along the way, and defensively they were in good positions, and you know, to come up with a couple of opportunities, and you know, that's part of rugby league and knowing when to push it and when not to push it. But we were a bit off in some aspects of the game, and I think some of that was down to their enthusiasm as well.
When you got going in the second half, mm-hmm. you really did get going, seriously. Yeah. Did you think you were going to pull it back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we thought that we were in a prime position, and I think we had prime opportunity to do that. We probably blew, one of those opportunities that I think would have...
That's a Donald Clark when he dropped it with the line possibly on.
Yeah. I think it would have been tough to catch him from there, but George King was on the other side of him, and it, you know, I think he would have been plain sailing through to the... And that's, you know, that's how it goes some days. It's narrow. When you know, the difference between winning and losing isn't much difference some days. But, you know, overall performance, you know, from our second half was satisfactory. Our first half wasn't.
And was it a problem with Steph having pulled out last night? Did that upset the balance of the side in any way? Effectively just the one serious halfback.
Yeah, well... It does and it doesn't. It gave an opportunity for Morgan to come on and show his wares.
And he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he was terrific. But, you know, the phone call this morning, he responded to it, and he responded really well on the park as well, you know.
He didn't know anything about this, did he?
No. He probably would have been... If he wasn't going through exams at the moment, I would have picked him on merit last week, but I'm trying to leave him alone because he's got exams on it and he's studying for us. So, but I couldn't avoid it this morning. Steph had an illness overnight, and, you know, that's what happens. Sometimes you lose a player in a warm-up. So, you know, you've got to be able to make those adjustments. And unfortunately today, you know, we just didn't make those adjustments.
Was it just down to just a bad day at the office? There's no real signs of something to need fixed there?
There's plenty to be looked at. Yeah. Phil, we always go away and look and learn by our good and bad. But, you know, we were a bit flat there early on, and we've got to have a look at why. And, you know, we responded, but by that stage, you know, the scoreline was pretty great. It wasn't unsurmountable, and we gave ourselves an opportunity to surmount that amount. But, yeah. It wasn't to be today.